You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Security people who watch cams, what is the most mind-boggling thing you've ever witnessed? Story 1. I worked at a halfway house. During this job, I had to watch 22 different cameras. I would work the evening. And sometimes, when my coworkers couldn't work, I had to work a double. In this instance, it was 3 a.m., and it's noticeable when someone is walking around, as no one is up during that time. Well, the people up are up to no good. This one man, he was older in age, closer to 65, came out of his room. As soon as he steps out, I call my coworker over so he can see what I am seeing. This 65-year-old man is only wearing an undershirt with the sides cut off. And that's all. Luckily, it was long enough to cover his dinglings. He also had long hair and had it in pigtails. This man, a former biker for a big gang and a self-proclaimed man, is walking around like a woman and pulling down his shirt like it's a dress. But that's not all, folks. He goes to the laundry room and opens the dryers, starts sniffing someone's innards. I saw the other resident place it in there and proceeds to put it on. He repeated this process maybe 6 to 7 times with different people's innards. Finally, he chose which one he wanted and started hopping like a rabbit to his room. The next day, he acted normal, but my coworker and I kept calling him Hopper. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. I used to work night security during the summers at a recreational campground. The place had a mix of tent sites, RV hookups, and cabins. Everything from basic to luxurious ones with their own hot tubs. It also had multiple pools, tennis courts, miniature golf, you name it. Basically, it was camping for people who didn't actually want to rough it. One night, a group of young women in their 20s, who turned out to be a bachelorette party, approached the back gate cameras in what looked like a military-style formation. They all turned at once, and without missing a beat, flashed their titty winks at the cameras. The incident quickly became known around the campground as the 12-gun salute. Story 3. I worked as an AV guy, not security, but sometimes the homeowners would want us to incorporate their security into their control system. A brand new build of a $2 million home, marble floors, hand-carved wood, massive pool, just a stunning home. One day, I get a call from the mom to stop by and check on something, and she very discreetly pulls me aside and asks if there is any way to save data on it and delete what's there. I say sure and show her how on her tablet. The next day, she called me again saying she couldn't manage to do it and needed help. Her husband was there too, and they were both really cool, down-to-earth people. She gave me a heads up they'd been out of town when someone had come to visit. She didn't want to delete the footage entirely in case she needed it for court later. But she decided not to press trespassing charges. It was obvious she didn't want to explain much further. But she knew who the girl was, and the girl's dad had even come by to apologize. She asked me to find the specific timeframes, save the footage, and delete it. So, I was going through the footage with my coworker and her husband, who left pretty quickly, and that's when we saw it, a girl and a guy walking up to the pool, starting to make out for about 30 minutes. Then, they moved to the end of the pool, and started doing it on the side of the pool, BJ, 69ing, then full-on pounding. After that they crawled into the pool, and continued, for almost 2 hours. It was super awkward to watch, especially while I was trying to get the times and back up the footage. Hands down, one of the most awkward experiences ever, having to watch all of that with strangers, then back it up and hand it over. Story 4. While I was stationed in Iraq, part of my job sometimes involved monitoring these high-powered surveillance systems called G-BOSS, basically the Eye of Sauron on a tower. These things could see for miles in infrared, night vision, you name it. We used them to monitor surrounding areas for threats, but let's just say we saw way more than enemy movement. It wasn't uncommon to catch local men, relieving themselves with livestock. Goats, sheep, donkeys, chickens, you name it. Apparently, anything but a woman was fair game, because that would be offensive, or so we were told. One night, I watched a truck driver pull off near a field. He gets out of his cab, walks calmly toward a stray dog and, I'm not kidding, starts prepping himself like he's about to take a girl to dinner, just casually getting ready, like it's the most normal thing in the world. He approaches the dog, has a few moments of awkward positioning with some very vocal protest from the dog, and then he does it. A few minutes pass. He finishes his business, then whips out a handkerchief, classy touch, I guess, cleans himself up, tosses the rag at the poor animal, and strolls back to his truck like it was just another Tuesday. We all just stared at the screen in stunned silence. I still don't know what was worse, the act itself, or how routine it seemed for him. Story 5. I used to work in the control room at a county jail about 10 years ago. It was our job to control all the automated doors and the security cameras in the facility. This included following officers with the cameras during wellness checks every 15 minutes through our special housing, which involved checking each individual's cell camera. One day, we were following the officer on the first check. After lunch was handed out, we start checking every cell's camera. A lot of guys are eating sandwiches unclothed, but nothing unusual, until we get to about the sixth or seventh cell. The first thing I see when the feed comes up is blood. There's blood everywhere. The bed, the sink, the toilet, the floor, and the walls. It's on everything, but the guy is amazingly still on his feet and screaming at the officer when we enabled the intercom. He's screaming, I don't need it. I'll never need it again, so just take it, and throws something at the door. It was his dong. He threw his dong. He broke his lunch tray and used one of the pieces to cut his dong off. Because, as he saw it, he was never going to need it again, because he was going to be sentenced to prison. I don't even remember what his charges were, but I remember that he was only looking at about 2 years max. Story 6. Worked in a well-known discount retailer a few years ago and was friendly with the store detectives. One day, they called me into their camera room to show me some footage they got over the weekend. Several overhead views of a middle-aged man lingering behind various young women, looking all around, waiting for his window, then bending down quickly to sniff their rear. He was slick. None of them seemed to notice this guy crouched right behind them with his face just a couple of inches from their behind. They got him on camera doing this like 4 or 5 times before they tracked him down and told him to leave the store. Story 7. Probably the worst thing I saw was a female employee full out, scratching her kitty, then she reversed to her behind and did the same. Guess both sides were itchy. But wait, there's more. She then sniffed her hand and then licked her fingers. You ever laugh so hard you can breathe, but you're gagging at the same time? Then one time we had a dude having a solo moment on to a rack of FUBU, which speaks for itself. The best and funniest catch I ever made was this guy who grabbed $1,300 worth of high-end clothes on Christmas Eve and bolted. We got a call right as he was making his getaway, so we took off running after him. We get to the parking lot, and there's a 50-yard trail of clothes, with two big guys standing over one guy who's screaming about his legs. My partner and I look at each other like, what the hell? We figured maybe these two customers chased him down and gave him a beating. We head back to check the outside cameras and sure enough, the guy runs past those two, a mound of clothes in hand. They start chasing after him. Then, out of nowhere, a getaway vehicle, a minivan with the sliding door wide open, comes barreling up next to him. The guy can barely see through the pile of clothes he's shedding, and he's scrambling to keep ahead of them. Suddenly he stumbles, falls, and bam, the van runs him over. It was beautiful. Edit, yeah, the guy survived. Story 8. I didn't work cams myself but was on break from patrol and sitting in the control room with the guys who do when one of them spots a car pulled into one of the entrance driveways. It was past 2 a.m. or so at this point. So, control patches through to patrol at that end and has one of them check it out. Patrol gets to the gates and says he can't see much. So control swings round another camera from the other side of the main road, and we see a young couple around 20s getting into it. Now controls a generous sod, and says to patrol, let's give the lad 10 to 15 minutes to blow, and then chase them off. Cue 15 minutes later, and girlie's still going, and enough is enough, we have to get the drive cleared. So control gets patrol back on comms, and sends the detail out to sort it. The patrol lead heads out quietly, detail in tow, while the couple in the car remains completely oblivious. He creeps up along the driver's side, then suddenly slaps the side of the car.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
R and flashes his torch straight through the window. From the office, I swear, we heard the scream. But it wasn't the girl. It was the guy. Apparently, the girl had been so startled, she clenched or something. And this poor guy just screamed, bloody murder. Absolute agony. Even the patrol lead was caught off guard. You could hear it in his voice over the radio, practically gagging. Call an ambulance. I swear, every guy in the office cringed and winced in exactly the same way. Story 9. I work in apartment management and encountered a 60-year-old band drunkard at one of the units with a younger, attractive chick with her two kids and her boyfriend. I warned her 3 times that he was banned and that she'd get into trouble if he was there. Later, I received a complaint from a neighbor who disliked her, claiming she was banging somebody in the common breezeway outside. I watched the security footage, and sure enough, she was getting banged outside at midnight in the breezeway by the 60-year-old homeless dude. She couldn't bring him back to her apartment because her boyfriend was watching the kids. I also realized she was struggling with alcoholism. Ultimately, I had to ask her to leave. Story 10. Had security cameras covering the back entrance of a place I worked a few years ago. The entrance was in a rundown alley near the center of town, and lots of shady stuff happened pretty much every night. One time, a young couple comes into the shot. She gets down and blows his flute. The bloke is obviously drunk. While his pants are around his ankles, she slips his wallet out of his pocket, empties the contents into her bag, and finishes him off without missing a beat. A real pro. They both walk off, and he comes back 10 minutes later. A bit frantic, obviously realizing he's dropped his wallet, sees it on the floor with a look of pure relief, until he checks inside and the realization hits. Saw her use the same trick a few times. Story 11. Not exactly bizarre, just someone being a complete jerk, but a security camera once saved my job. I was a teenager working the register at a gas station. We had a couple of blank credit cards we kept on hand for companies with accounts. One was for a towing company and got used all the time. The other was for the city, but in 4 years, I'd never seen anyone use it. One day, a guy in a city fire department vehicle comes in and says, I was told we have an account here. I ask if it's the city card. And he just shrugs and goes, I don't know. I was just told to use it. I wasn't sure if he had the right station. There was another one across the street, so I asked the night supervisor if he knew who could use the card. He clearly had no clue. Did the whole, probably, routine. And finally said, I'll take responsibility if it's wrong, fine by me. I told the guy to fill up, He came in, signed the docket, and that was that. I had the next 2 days off. When I came back, one of the mechanics was practically bouncing with excitement. "Oh, wait till you hear what happened while you were gone." I had no idea what he was talking about. So, I asked the manager. Apparently, that firefighter came back with the fire chief, claiming that I had refused to let him use the account because he was black, and that I had used all kinds of racial slurs. I was floored. That couldn't be further from the truth. Luckily, we had just installed new security cameras, complete with microphones. The guy had no idea. My manager brought both him and the fire chief into the office, played the footage, and, yeah. Not only was I completely polite, the video showed I went out of my way to verify the account twice. From what I heard, the chief then borrowed the very much not soundproof office to absolutely chew the guy out. I still don't know what the guy's motivation was, but ever since that day, I've been a big fan of security cameras in businesses. Story 12. Several years ago, I worked in a hospital that had a secure wing for mentally ill/at-risk patients. It had cameras all over the hall and in every room. It was also a co-ed ward, which was a terrible idea. We had one guy, let's call him RJ, who had been there a while and was missing certain things he was used to getting from his lady friend on the regular. RJ was also a paranoid schizophrenic and would hallucinate famous people following talking to him. On this particular day, Halle Berry was stalking him around, and they were going to get married as soon as he was discharged. "Lots of my girl Halle is hungry. Can I get an extra sandwich? And damn Halle, you so fine girl," directed to the wall. Well, it's dinner time, and RJ gets his plate and goes to his room and comes back out a second later and asks the nurse for mayonnaise. Whatever, she gives him mayonnaise. RJ goes back to his room, takes the ham from his sandwich, opens the mayonnaise, spreads it on one side of the meat, and please forgive me for this, beats his dong with it. So we pop a sticky note on the screen for modesty and keep giving out food. Then we hear it. "Halle? Ooh, Halle. Oh girl. Yes. Get it. You like that? Don't you? That's my Halle. I love you, baby." We all turn and look at the monitor just in time for RJ to do this exorcist-esque arch right as he was done, which rendered the strategically placed sticky note useless. Then he got up, and RJ was a tall dude, but he got up and smeared a handful of mayo directly on the camera and yelled, "Y'all don't get to see me with my girl unless y'all pay." At which point he walked out of his room and dropped the half-empty mayonnaise packet on the service window at the nurse's station and said, "Yeah, Stahl can give the rest to somebody else." Story 13. I never had a job like this, but I had a coworker who did, and he told me some wild stories of his time as a security officer for a hotel in San Diego. He would constantly have to deal with homeless people in the jacuzzi trying to get warm and take a bath in one blow. There was one time that a homeless man was in the tub with a couple. They were chatting it up and having a good time. My friend had to come and close the hot tub. He didn't know the old man was homeless at the time. And when the homeless man stood up, it was revealed he was completely unclothed, and the clothes he put on were extremely dirty, which led my friend and the young couple to assume the man was very dirty when he got in. They had to drain the tub, and the couple actually went to the hospital to get themselves checked out. Another time, he caught a couple sleeping together. They were middle-aged, so he figured they were a married couple, so he was pretty shocked when he went to get breakfast in the morning and saw both people with a different spouse. Story 14. I worked in a full-contact haunted house this past Halloween, and it was fun hearing the security guards talking about the stuff they saw on the monitors. Then the owner once said he was walking by the monitors when he saw an actor pick a dude up over his head and throw him over his shoulder into the coffin, which was actually really comfy, and was a bit horrified. The security guard nonchalantly said, "Yeah, he's been doing that all night. It's House of Shadows in Gresham, Oregon. It was a blast." As for insurance, I obviously don't know specifics, but there are disclaimers everywhere, even on your ticket before you go in. I'm sure that it only goes so far, but there are definitely very clear and concise warnings as to what you can expect, and there's always the choice to tap out. Also, there were many mandatory trainings for actors to learn and practice how to control their bodies and customers' bodies to prevent injury. I really love this kind of thing, but I know it's not for everyone. One of my moms wanted to come and see me, but I told her, "You would hate it." Story 15. I am a security monitor for a tech company. we monitor alarms and cameras for our buildings across the whole globe. Here are a few that stand out to me. A panic alarm was received from Shanghai. Upon launching the footage, I can see a group of people on one side of a glass door, and on the other side, some dude trying to light something with a lighter. They're all holding the door shut to prevent this guy from gaining access. Eventually, one of our security guards went through the door and got in a scuffle, at which point he was attacked twice by this guy. Blood everywhere, he managed to apprehend the dude anyway. The assailant had just gotten fired and was looking for revenge. Several door alarms somewhere in San Francisco. Some guy, fully unclothed mind you, somehow managed to get into the building and was rolling around on the floor, pooping everywhere. In 4th of July, we got a door alarm notification from somewhere in Iowa. Nothing unusual, authorized personnel are in the area. And sometimes these alerts go off if the door isn't open smoothly. We roll back the security footage just to be sure. And there it is, the receptionist getting absolutely plowed by some guy on the desk. The whole event lasted about 2 minutes. I've seen all sorts of stuff. Dude's vape exploded in his hand, a girl jumped off a balcony and offed herself, black bears, and a guy got severely injured when a glass door shattered as he opened it. Yeah, the world can be gnarly. Story 16. It was pretty well known that our old security cameras hadn't worked properly in quite a while, but we also didn't try to hide the fact that we were in the process of replacing them, either. Apparently, one of our employees didn't quite believe that the new ones actually worked. So, our boss walks in and sees the employee with his car in the warehouse, big no-no, washing it, another big no-no. The guy then proceeds to walk over to the clock and punch out, big no-no number 3. My boss then confronts him about having his car in the warehouse, washing it, and doing all this on company time. Of course, the employee denied everything, while his car was still in the warehouse, dripping wet. He was suspended immediately and called his union rep. He denied everything the whole time, seemingly banking on the idea of, hey, you have no proof, and it's your word against mine, until one of the managers pulled up the security footage. Problem was that not only did the cameras show exactly what he was doing, but the cameras also caught him filling his trunk with several boxes of products before he started washing the car. His only statement after that, in a half-dejected, half-sarcastic tone, was to ask, "So I'm fired, right?"
"Yup."
Story 17. There is a small stairwell that leads to an underground entrance on the exterior of the building I guard. The entrance is closed at night, and it gets pretty sketchy. Needless to say, it is the most active camera angle on my CCTV station, frequented by addicts and crazies alike.
So, one night, in the summer of 2017, I'm at my post doing the usual desk duties stuff when the movement on the CCTV catches my eye. I see an addict who does his drugs in this little space all the time. This time, he's acting weirder than usual. He's pacing the length of the doorway and rocking back and forth on his feet. It was kind of unsettling. I'm supposed to go and shoo these people away, but usually, if I'm on the night shift, I let them finish their business and carry on themselves. So, this guy eventually drops his pants and begins to furiously solo himself off, facing the camera. At this point, I just can't look away. Next, he takes off his belt, wraps it around his dong, and continues to wail away. After about 5 minutes of this, he takes out his little kit and cooks up a batch of something and fills up his hypo. He then proceeds to stick himself in the dong with the needle. My only guess was that he was trying to find a vein, hence the furious diddling. I literally watched a junkie inject some junk into his junk. I wish I were joking. Story 18. I did not see the footage. I just heard about it later that night from the coworker who found her. Seems he found a lady unconscious on the floor in a puddle of who knows what. He panicked and called a code white medical emergency on the intercom. His exact words? "I have a code white in automotive. I need a manager right now." It being Utah, profanity on the intercom meant he had 3 assistants and the store manager over in less time than it takes to read this. They stand around her as she comes to. They ask if she is okay. She says something in not English, so they get a Spanish-speaking associate. The associate tells them that what she is saying sure isn't Spanish. The ambulance comes and hauls her off, so they fill out the accident report. Part of the accident report is getting the video and sending it to headquarters. Out of curiosity, they watched the video. There is our victim, pouring something onto the floor. And here is our victim carefully lying down on the floor and positioning herself. Here is my coworker walking into this scene and panicking. We covered nothing. She had to pay for her ambulance ride. Story 19. This wasn't weird, just stupid. I was working retail, counting money in the office, when I looked up at the cameras and saw the new guy chugging a Pepsi. Nothing unusual, except he'd opened a 4-pack, drank one, and put the remaining 3 back on the shelf like no one would notice. The manager saw him too but didn't have proof, so she asked me. Now, I hate snitching, but I also hate being on bad terms with my boss. So, I told the truth. The guy got fired. The worst part? It wasn't even a cold Pepsi. Nope, not one from the fridge. Not even a single can off the shelf. He opened a warm 4-pack, drank from it, and put the rest back like it was fine. Freaking idiot. Now on to the real geniuses. We had these 2 foreign guys who came in all the time, always returning stuff or trying to point out fake defects to get discounts. Gave me major Slippin' Jimmy vibes. One day, they walk in again, and I decide screw it. I'll head to the office and keep an eye on them via the cameras. And sure enough, busted. Their scam was kind of elaborate, honestly. One would grab a boxed item like a kettle, take it into an aisle, open it, and damage it, like badly. Meanwhile, the second guy would grab the same item, unopened, and stash it near the front of the store. Then the guy with the broken one would go to customer service, complain about the damaged product, and buy it for 50% off. Then, just as casual as you like, he'd meet the other dude at the door, swap boxes, and walk out with the undamaged item, essentially getting a new product for half price. Sometimes, they'd even return it 5 minutes later once the cashier changed shifts. Unbelievable. I eventually compiled a whole case on them. Camera time stamps, screenshots, the whole 9 yards. Gave it to the manager, and they both got banned. But honestly, I'd bet cash they're running the same scam at another store down the street. I could go on forever about the dumb stuff people pulled. Blatant theft. No shame. One of my favorites? These African women who would straight up shove everything up their skirts. I don't know how, but it was like they had a whole shelf under there. Unreal. Also, mothers hitting their kids. Just right in the middle of the store. Have some self-control. Jeez. Story 20. For a short stint in college, I worked at a small brewery as the assistant manager /dender in the pub. Every now and then, I would check out the security camera footage to see if hobos were trying to break in or what shenanigans the employees were getting into. Other than junkies shooting up in the alleyway or cooks smoking everywhere, there wasn't much to speak of and nothing worth checking out. Until one day. It was a slow night, and I decided to take a peek at the camera log. I noticed something strange on the feed from the brewery from earlier that day. One of the brewers had something pink in his hand. And went into the brewery bathroom. When he came out, the mysterious pink object was gone. Naturally, I went to see if the pink object was still there. When I got to the bathroom, there was nothing out of the ordinary in sight, and certainly no pink object. I played cop and dug deeper, and when I lifted the back cover of the toilet, my mouth dropped. I kid you not, there was a 9-inch long and very thick rubber toy resting on the upper deck of the toilet. I immediately replaced the top and went back to my duty, probably sweating and staying awkwardly quiet the rest of my shift. I'm pretty sure my subsequent interactions with that brewer were never the same. Story 21. I was on the opposite end of this. I worked in IT at a fairly big company. I used a scooter to move around the tiled floor building while fixing things from room to room. Well, one day, most of the employees were in a big meeting room meeting about something. I just so happened to need to go into that room to restart a switch. Now, I was really good at drifting corners on said scooter and had made a habit of doing this around corners. Well, unbeknownst to me, not only was there a meeting in said room, but there was also water spilled right in front of the room. So, right as I drifted around the corner, I hit the water and of course lost control and absolutely slammed into a metal industrial fan they had at the entrance. It was loud, and of course I caused the whole meeting to stop mid whatever they were talking about. The head presenter saw the whole thing and was doubled over from laughing. Most everyone else was just confused. 2 weeks later, I got asked to come help set up something which broke right during our meeting. I show up in the same room with the same people. As soon as I walk in, the CEO/owner pops open the video footage on the projector for everyone to see. I'm not going to lie, it was pretty damn funny. I unfortunately do not have a copy of the video anywhere I know of. I think I was given a copy on a flash drive, but this was many years ago, and I have lost track of it. I honestly have been kicking myself over that for a while. Also, it wasn't like a highly important meeting. Apparently, it's just a bi-weekly meeting the company has, nor was it a huge company or anything, maybe 100 total employees. Everyone thought it was hilarious, so yeah, that was fortunate. The only downside was that the janitor finally figured out where all the streak marks on the tile were coming from. Story 22. A family friend with a massive house once hired me to house-sit while they were away. My job was pretty simple. Feed their dogs and fish, mow the lawn once or twice, and just make the place look lived in. The first night, they specifically asked me to stay over because there was a big party planned at the house across the street, and they wanted someone to keep an eye on things. I had access to all their outdoor cameras, covering the patio, garage, pool area, you name it. So I set up my laptop, played some Gary's Mod, and glanced at the feeds every so often. Out of nowhere, a flash of light caught my eye on the pool cam. Turns out, two sorority girls had somehow made it onto the deck, giggling and drunk, waving sparklers around and making out. I had no idea where they came from, but they clearly weren't supposed to be there. I grabbed the big Maglite flashlight they'd left for me and shouted at them to get lost. They stumbled off still laughing, and that was the last I saw of them. My friends later asked me why I did not hook up with them. So, first of all, they were drunk, which means they couldn't consent properly. The entire house, including the pool area, was under surveillance, and it's a busy neighborhood. Anyone could have seen or reported something. And yeah, I might have been a teenager at the time, but that doesn't mean I was willing to throw away common sense over hormones. STDs, potential pregnancy, legal issues, including the fact that I was under the age of consent at the time, and losing the trust of the homeowners and my parents. Not worth it. Not to mention, if I blew it, I'd never have a chance to even talk to the homeowner's incredibly attractive daughter. So no, I didn't do anything with those girls. I had better things to protect than my pride. Story 23. I used to work nights at a cattle feed yard. It was a night watchman position. But the reality was that I was just supposed to keep the gates closed and sweep mop the floors. It's 20 miles in the country. One night, a storm rolls through, and the power goes out. When you're 20 miles in the middle of nowhere, and the lights go out on a cloudy night, it gets dark. You wouldn't believe how black it is. So, one night this happened, and I basically just had to camp out in the break room and stare out the windows at the occasional lightning strike. And I happened to watch a cow get struck by lightning, absolute black, broken by an instant of electrocuted cow. The next morning, we went looking for it. The cow had been standing in mud and water. It was incredible how cooked it was. Blew one of his legs off. Not security cam footage, but still pretty nuts. Story 24. After nearly a decade working in security, I've seen a staggering amount of bizarre, absurd, and downright disturbing behavior, most of it driven by the simple fact that people assume no one is watching. One of the more unforgettable moments was catching a former janitor lying unclothed in the parking garage, openly soloing himself off. Then there was a puzzling scene, a young Asian man and woman, both completely unclothed, sitting in silence on opposite sides of a car, no signs of a struggle or intimacy, just eerie stillness. During regular hours at a packed food court, I caught two people blatantly banging beneath a jacket, thinking they were being subtle. And then there are the moments that are just plain stupid. Like someone trying to pry open a steel fire hall door using a broken wood-handled broom. People lose all common sense the moment they think no one's watching. If there's one thing I've learned in my 7 years on the job, it's that humans are far too dumb to be capable of interacting with the world after they expire. Story 25. I work at a hospital as a security officer. We have a large number of cameras. Most of them in hallways and at the exits. There's this one camera that monitors the entrance to our ER and another that monitors the hallway just beyond it, leading to respiratory therapy and the ERCCS, charge nurse office. It's empty most of the time and out of sight of the people in the ER. Anyway, I try not to let anything I see at work get to me, but I saw something a little while ago that really impacted me. We had a young man brought in. He was in an accident and in really bad shape. His family was just outside the ER entrance, a whole group of people pacing, worrying, wondering, and hoping. I always watch when something like this is happening, because family members with potentially dying loved ones are not always rational, understandably so, and sometimes I need to step in to keep everything civil. I had my eye on them while the nursing staff worked on this young man, and one family member stood out to me in particular. His father stood stony and silent. I could see him occasionally hug and console crying people. He was really helping to keep everyone together. You could tell. When the doctor came out, you could tell the patient had passed away. Everyone reacted to the news very visibly. The whole time, he kept it together, hugging and consoling people, talking to them, all without breaking. One by one, he saw them all off, until it was him and his wife. He held his wife for a while. She cried, and then she went outside to smoke, and he didn't follow. He stared at a wall for a while, and then slowly trudged away from the entrance, into the hall, and around the corner, out of view of everyone. Everyone but me. He leaned against the wall, his shoulders began to heave, and he collapsed. Alone at last, not needing to be strong for anyone, and he wept for his boy. Story 26. I used to work the night shift security in a 34-floor hotel. While doing my rounds, I walked by the gym to see a huge hole in the wall, with one of our potted ferns, which had been dragged in front to pathetically try to cover it. After reviewing video footage, I find this 300-pound man running on the treadmill. The man has probably never used one in his life, and seems to be struggling with the controls. He is running faster and faster, and eventually can't keep up. He goes flying off, rams into the wall, and stays down for at least 5 minutes. He eventually gets up, covers up the hole with the fern, and walks out. Story 27. I went on a date a few years back with a Russian girl who didn't speak English well. We went to the local mall, and were just looking through shops for a while when we noticed this couple was following us. They approached us and explained they wanted to let us know that an old Asian man had been taking pictures of my date's skirt whilst we were in the pet store. The couple said they told security, and that security was trying to find him. This guy was going stealth mode. Neither of us noticed him, even though he was taking pictures of her the whole time. The worst part was that my date didn't speak English, so I had to try to explain it to her and break down the language barrier. Definitely one of the most awkward things that's ever happened to me to date. Story 28. I work weekends at a hospital for a security company that monitors hundreds of cameras across the facility. One of my usual assignments is to watch over patients under observation, typically those who pose a risk to themselves or the nursing staff. And I also have access to archive footage. The most bizarre thing I've ever seen involved a young man, probably in his mid-20s, who had been admitted for psychiatric reasons. From what I heard secondhand, he came in seeking help but didn't realize that saying he was depressed meant he'd be placed under observation and wouldn't be free to leave. After waiting hours without seeing a mental health professional, he decided to make a break for it. This guy was sharp. He studied the camera angles, watched security routines, and even figured out the bathroom setup. When he asked to use the bathroom, everything went according to his plan. Once inside, he took off all his clothes and coated himself head to toe in hand soap and water. Then, fully lubed and determined, he burst out of the door, catching the hallway guard off guard, literally sliding past everyone who tried to stop him. Nurses and security guards reached out, only to come up empty-handed as he slickly sprinted through the ER. He made it outside in under 30 seconds and got to his car, but didn't have his keys. While that escape was the strangest, I've witnessed plenty more unforgettable moments. A patient violently attacking a guard, a woman staging a self-harm incident with a staple, a man high on bath salts screaming with his girlfriend's finger in his mouth, a stabbing victim bleeding out in the lobby, a drug overdose victim coming back to life, thrashing on a stretcher, and even a 150-pound guard tackling a man nearly twice his size. The cameras have caught everything from dramatic medical emergencies to staff casually scrolling through Instagram beside dying patients to elderly patients falling again right after being treated for earlier falls. Some of it's tragic, some unsettling, and some just plain surreal. Story 29. I watched a guy knock an automatic sliding door completely off the track because he was too busy looking at his phone. We had to call in a tech to fix it. I watched another guy try and steal a spinner of sunglasses just to misjudge, which automatic door opened and slammed into it, sending glasses flying everywhere. He got away with the fixture and maybe four pairs of glasses. I watched one girl pull out a pair of bolt cutters from her purse to cut the security wire on some handbags. She cut two wires and ran off with four bags. She got caught later that afternoon. I've watched a poor old lady stop in front of the escalator briefly, and when she moved, there was a brown spot on the floor. She started to poop herself and tracked it up the escalator and halfway across the store to the bathroom. When she got done and came out of the bathroom, she continued shopping like nothing had happened. Our store was a biohazard for the rest of the day. Also, I watched a girl buy a gumball from our machine, proceeded to chew it and stick it to a dress, then go back to her mom. Once we confronted her about it, she replied, "I didn't do that." We told her we had it on camera, and she changed it to "I shouldn't have done that." Turns out her mom just told her not to buy a gumball and was livid. She immediately stopped what she was doing and left with her daughter in tow and told us she'd handle it at home. Never saw them again. We were closing one night, and when we went to roll down the blast door, a giant 3-foot snake fell out of it. Luckily, it was already dead. No one believed us till we played the footage. I've watched people come in, purposefully damage merchandise, then point it out to an employee and try and buy it at a discount. I watched one girl take more than $800 worth of merchandise into a fitting room and come out with a full shopping bag. When she tried to leave, she ran into someone she knew and decided to wander the store for an hour with them before attempting to leave again. I watched a guy pop the curb in his 4x4 truck and drive all the way to the doors so his wife could hop out and run in since it was raining. People are weird, man. Story 30. This is at our backup data center in the suburbs in a commercial office park, dead quiet. No one is ever there. Cops mostly chill in the parking lot to sleep, basically. During lunch, this one guy parks in the back and starts eating his lunch. Then the door opens. He runs into the back of the truck, runs back to the door to grab the bag from his lunch bag, drops his pants, and lets loose a torrent of diarrhea in the middle of the parking lot. There was no way those pants remained unscathed. Then he wipes his butt with his lunch bag. "What lunch did you have?" you might ask. It was from Portillo's. Personally, I love Portillo's, and that bag did not deserve that fate it was given. This was an amazing video and captivated the entire IT staff of like 50 for at least an hour of reruns. Another time, we hired a cleaning service to clean that same office. Dude shows up in a really crappy car like 18 years old and parks in the back. He then pulls out a giant bong and goes to town for about 10 minutes. We're watching this and laughing, and we call up our man on site, and when this kid comes inside to work, we ask our employee, "Hey, what's he smell like?" So, we called up the firm that sent him. It's a small business. Our guy knows the owner, actually. We were only hearing one side of the conversation, and it started out pretty normal. "Hey Bob," so the cleaning guy showed up. "Hey, let me ask you something. Do you know this guy really well?" A short pause, then a slightly surprised, "Oh, he's your son." "Well, this is awkward." The room went completely quiet as we all tried to process what we just overheard. Story 31. These events occurred at a grocery store with a gas station. Two separate instances of people pooping on the floor. A lady left a trail to the bathroom, and her son stepped in it in flip-flops. Another was an old man who let a turd slip down the leg of his pants in the exit doorway. One of our employees slid into it. Luckily, she did not fall. My favorite incident was a lady complaining that there was ice at the gas station that caused her to slip and she wanted to sue. So, I pull up the footage, and it ends up that she tried to step over the gas hose while it was connected to her car and tripped and fell. Icing on the cake, she knocked her head off her own car. After being shown the footage, she decided to drop the issue. Story 32. I've worked in security for about 10 years now, and currently I'm stationed at a hotel, so naturally I've gathered my fair share of strange, wild, and downright absurd stories. One time, a couple of guests decided they needed a midnight snack at 3 a.m., no less. Drunk and giggling, they somehow managed to wrestle the large nacho machine from the lobby bar and tried to make off with it. I saw the whole thing unfold on the cameras and radioed my partner, who intercepted them and confiscated the machine before things got messier. Then there was the time we had a group of young athletic football players staying on the 20th floor. I admit they were quite easy on the eyes, but what really caught my attention on the monitors was when they decided to hold the elevator doors open and perform handstands fully unclothed, just wearing towels, mind you. I couldn't contain my laughter, but instead of going up there myself, I took the more amusing route and used the elevator intercom to let them know they'd been caught on camera and it was time to get some clothes on. They scrambled back to their rooms with hilariously sheepish expressions, priceless. Then there's my colleague, who seems cursed, or maybe blessed, depending on perspective, with always being on shift when a call comes in about an unclothed woman wandering the hallways. His only gripe? They're always older ladies. And as he puts it, the view is blinding. One particularly nasty incident involved a drunk guest who couldn't find his own bathroom in the middle of the night. Instead, he wandered out of his room completely unclothed and found a trash can in the hallway. He then proceeded to sit on it and take a dump right there. The worst part wasn't just that it happened, but that his aim was horrendous. It was everywhere, on and around the can, and the hallway stank for hours. Our cleaning lady was furious, and most of us were gagging from the smell. Story 33. I am not in physical security, but one place I worked at was a hidden bunker in the middle of nowhere. The car park looked like it was just a random paved area in the middle of fields hidden down a tiny country lane, as the entrances couldn't be seen easily. We had cameras watching the outside, and one weekend, a bunch of expensive cars pulled up. People got out and started filming a corn movie, then just drove off. But the weirdest thing was that we noticed the cows in the field next door always had at least one cow watching the entrance. They took turns. One cow would always start watching the door before another would look away to start eating. We got a little obsessive about trying to find any footage where there wasn't a cow staring at the door and could never find any. Story 34. Not on cam, but saw from the desk. It was a dorm, and the lobby area was open to the first and second floors, with guardrails on the second. A kid wanted me to buzz him in but had no student ID, so I said no. He starts walking away, then quickly turns around and jumps straight onto the second floor. I didn't even call the RA. He earned it. Another kind of funny thing I saw on cam was a circle of kids smoking some grass. The RA slowly steps up to the circle, but nobody notices until somebody goes to pass it to him. Without a word, all 10 or so of them just disperse in different directions as casually as possible, like a puff of smoke. Story 35. I worked security at Best Buy and watched a dude take one of our security cases with an iPod in it to the car audio department, take out a large knife, and stab the box in an attempt to break it open and steal the iPod. The car audio department was in one of the corners of the store, with me and the managers watching this guy, and we could hear him stab the box. It was so loud. Once the managers told him that the police were on the way, the guy then proceeded to freak out and hand over his knife to the manager. But the manager freaked out, thinking he was pulling a knife on him. And since I was on the phone with dispatch, I freaked out and told dispatch he pulled the knife on the manager, and a flood of cops poured in. Story 36. Not security myself, but my parents own a security business. A long time ago, they worked for a very run-down building in a not-so-nice area. The guard got a call for a domestic dispute on one of the higher floors. When the guard went to go up the elevator to go see what was up, the door opened, and a teenager with his throat slit, just covered in blood, was lying on the ground. The teenager was also covered in over $1,000 in cash. Apparently, the call was from the drug dealer who offed the teenager and wanted security to see. This building was very, very dangerous and had a lot of gang activity. Story 37. I'm no longer in security, but I once worked night shift security in a small storage area watching cameras. We had cameras at either end of the lines, and there were overlapping perspectives and no blind spots. There was a guy who came through. We let him in. I could see him on one camera and not the other on his line. When he left, I asked my partner to go to that line to see if it was working right. It was no idea why he didn't show up on that camera. Story 38. Almost a decade ago, I was working as a moonlight security guard at a downtown loft. Besides the banging homeless drunk bathrooms and drunken brawls, hands down, the best security moment goes to a young cop detaining a suspicious character we called in. The character was a homeless woman, thought it was a man in the footage, trying to nestle in between some hedges, thought it might be bad, so we called it in. Turns out she was setting up her bed for the night. The cop initially got scared, because she had been away relieving herself when she surprised him checking out her stuff. He ended up taking her to an extra house, a house run by those not too far away from her status, and getting her set up as a janitor for the location I was securing within a week. Story 39. The old boss who ran a pizza restaurant got tired of people not doing their jobs. While on the road with him to pick up new prep tables and such, he had me check the cameras to make sure everyone clocked in was working. One girl up front, eating mint after mint, for like 5 minutes. One girl in the back was just dead-faced, staring at her phone. Last one, a dude, in the back, mock dancing to a Fergie music video. I called up the store, told them to stop sucking down mints and get back to work, and that a chubby white boy dancing to Fergie wasn't appropriate for a restaurant kitchen. Got the stink eye from one of them, but the other two thought it was hilarious since they got to catch Fergie boy mid-dance. Story 40. Mine really isn't bizarre, but just shows how much people can be oblivious. I worked in an NOC, and we had the camera displays for the internal and external cameras. One day, we had someone walking around the parking lot during lunch, and there were rain puddles. One of the puddles was bubbling near the back door. It turned out to be a natural gas leak, so we call the energy company, grab cones and caution tape, and print signs. Signs go on the two doors leading outside. Cones and caution tape are put around the leak and block the driveway, and the same signs are put on the cones. The last thing was that we sent an email to the entire building saying, "Gas leak, do not go out the back door and do not attempt to move your car from the back lot." Turns out, all of this was not enough. A lady known for being a bit
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Forgetful, to say the least, goes out for lunch, gets in her car, drives up to the cones, gets out, moves them, drives over the puddle, then puts the cones back and drives away. She comes back, does the same procedure, parks, and on the way back in, finally stops to read a sign on the door. Her jaw drops as she looks back, then runs inside. How do people like this make it to 40 years old in life? Story 41. I did this program that lets you experience life as a police officer while in high school, had a uniform and everything. I was allowed to work in the jail, but my stepdad worked there too, and wouldn't let me work days or in certain parts for fear of harassment. One time, I worked an overnight weekend shift in the jail communications security room. Someone came in with a guitar or banjo, turned on the comms for a couple of isolated rooms, and played a whole bluegrass-type song for the inmates. They were dancing and knee-slapping on camera. It was a great time. Also, crazy that you had to unlock each door remotely every time. Officers couldn't access them on their own. Great learning experience. Story 42. When I was working as part of enterprise security for a bank, I was liaison to police if they suspected our cameras had footage they might need. Typically, we have our cameras aimed so that the footage is useless to them and would only be helpful in a robbery. One morning, I got a call from PD that there had been an attempted SA abduction near one of our branches the previous night, and they would like me to check the cameras for anything weird. If you have never looked at security camera footage without an exact time, it can take forever to review. After about an hour of going through cameras, I found a man on a scooter parking in our lot, getting off it, and jogging out after a girl who had walked by. You cannot see the assault on the camera, but he then sprints back and drives away. I still wonder what his plan was, since I can't imagine you could force someone to ride your scooter with you. Story 43. I used to work in loss prevention, what some places call asset protection, at a high-end retail store infamous for its outrageous markups. I was there for years, so trust me, the pricing was as ridiculous as it looked. Like most security-related jobs, a lot of my shifts were pretty uneventful, but every now and then I'd get a front-row seat to the kind of idiocy that makes the boring stretches worthwhile. One of the most memorable incidents involved a group of teens horsing around on the escalator. One kid, clearly trying to show off, decided to lean over the rubber handrail while it was moving down. He was laughing and turning to talk to his friends when the back of his head smacked hard into the metal guardrail at the bottom. For a split second, I thought I'd be dialing 911, but he got up with nothing more than a bruised ego and probably some neck pain later. His friends were laughing so hard they could barely stand. So, don't screw around on escalators. They're basically exposed machinery with teeth. Another time, a couple brought a stroller onto the escalator without removing their kid first. Sure enough, kid tumbled out mid-ride and landed face first on a step. Thankfully, only a small scrape, but it blows my mind that people still don't grasp how gravity works, especially when you're holding a literal child. Then there was the guy who tipped over in a chair. Nothing was wrong with the seat or him, he just failed to sit. Still not sure how. Working LP also meant a front row seat to the chaos in the cosmetics department. That area had a reputation in our office for being the most unintentionally hilarious. Employees had company-issued phones to improve customer communication, but most of the time, they were glued to those screens and ignoring actual people in the store. It happened daily. Looking back, the job had its moments, and for a while, I even considered sticking with it long-term, until I realized that within that particular company, there was no real future. Retail is rough, and the higher you go, the more soul-sucking it becomes. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.